This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Here's an arresting decision, one that may send police who decide to arrest students back to the books. It all gets started when UC Berkeley students held a week-long sit-in in Wheeler Hall to protest budget cuts and tuition hikes. University officials initially agreed to let the students stay, but then changed their mind when they realized a concert had been scheduled for the same space. The students refused to go, and at 4 a.m., police began handcuffing them as they slept. They arrested 66 of them and then took them to the Alameda County Jail. Six students filed a class action suit against the university and the police, claiming they should have received citations rather than being arrested in retaliation for exercising their First Amendment rights. And the court refused to dismiss the students' case, noting that the university police chief admitted that jailing them was in part to prevent them from being available to continue protesting. So it looks like kids who protest have to be handled with kid gloves. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.